El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write weekly columns for all sorts of internet places, and then I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions, and then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But fuck all that shit. Now I just do this show. Joining me today, he is a good friend of the show who hasn't been back here in a good long while. He's the former co-host of American Idol, but more importantly, he's a fantastic comic that you should check out sometime if you ever have the chance. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Dunkelman. Also joining me, he is my co-host on the least anticipated podcast of the week. He's also the architect behind the Fastball at Chats campaign, if that's the word you want to use for it. Ladies and gentlemen, Chat Wild. It's going to be a great show.
Look at this round table.
You are a pugnacious
little
bastard.
You were 45 minutes late, and it is documented on Instagram. Thank you very much.
Or I was 45 minutes early to when I thought we were recording.
Either one.
I actually got here an hour and a half early. I went down to that crepe shop, did some writing.
Oh, did you?
Texted you at 4:57.
That's creepy. I don't like knowing that
it's
you were
creepy.
Just...
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why did we come up with the same joke? God damn you.
That was.
Oh,
yeah.
Mediocre minds think alike.
Chet, you are getting a lot of heat on that video that you posted on Instagram. So far, you got
two
a bunch of people
likes.
Commenting. One of them said, want followers? And then the other one said, check my page.
Oh.
So you are really... You're really pulling people in with
just
this
like
hard-hitting
disses.
Just like
those fucking feral cats, the mention of Jeff attracts unwanted things to the presence
wow.
of my life.
This is already like
those are
the...
called fans, Chet. You're going to have to accept the fact that when you bring my name up, that happens.
Adam, ever since we watched John Wick at my house, feral cats left and right, shitting all over the backyard.
And then Chet being an abusive piece of trash to them.
You know who doesn't like cats? Fastball. You know who acknowledged they're a dog band? Fastball. You know who donated $100 to a Beagle charity
not
today,
Fastball.
Despite Jeff, Andrew Eats Run,
Fastball.
Yeah.
So if Fastball
so
hates cats,
you're,
another reason
your
for me to love cats.
Your dislike of cats,
I don't have a dislike
raised,
of cats,
or your dislike of Fastball and people wanting to dislike cats because of you has raised $100 for charity.
I feel all right with that. I always
good.
Feel good. My
good.
Life
we
is
all
fantastic.
Feel good.
Why wouldn't I feel good? Life is so
Dunkelman's
great. Dunkelman's
wearing
me.
Cans on his forehead. What is?
We got B-Dunks over here with the cans on his dome.
You missed out on chili? We had some of Adam's famous chili.
I saved some for Jeff because I am a gentleman. It's Danger who's going to miss out.
Yeah.
Which, coincidentally, he's the only one of all the people doing the podcast today that I specifically texted this morning and said, hey, I'm making chili.
Playful
he's
chili.
Probably the also the only person.
But that's because you told me on Sunday. You
didn't yeah, that's
he's
true.
The only person on the podcast that we probably pressured to make food for us before, too.
Oh, yeah. So. He'll be fine. Brian Dunkelman, how's
hey,
it going?
It's good to be back.
You wouldn't even
it's
know he was here.
Did we start?
No.
I just came for the chili.
Brian's already to
look, this
leave.
Is all just a ruse.
I love it. Just to get me out of the house.
Yeah.
And to get you some chili. You're looking thin. We're worried about you.
This
you
is the alibi.
Brian.
Yeah, you look
that's
great.
Says,
you
somebody
look
just put on Twitter, now we know Brian Dunkelman puts too many crackers in his chili. Oh, you know, it's filler. I'm hungry.
There was a surprisingly high amount of cracker to chili ratio by all three of us.
Yeah, well, I like a lot of crackers in my chili.
I got a lot of shit for saying one chicken nugget per one dipping sauce per nugget.
Well, that's just
whoa.
That's just.
But I feel like you were one cracker per spoonful of chili.
That's cracker.
That's a cracker. That's
we
not
had, I enjoy the Fritos.
We had three bowls
of
chili.
Fritos
are good.
Fritos in the chili.
And went through an entire sleeve of crackers, which, by the way, at the store down the street, Adam bought sleeves of crackers, like, out of the box. Not the entire box, but
do.
Individual
that's
sleeves.
That's L.A. for you, baby.
Yeah, that's John and Pat.
They call those Lucy's.
Yeah. So how's everyone doing? Brian Dunkelman, how have you been? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
It's been a while. Right? Hot minute.
The first time Brian and I have been on a podcast together since our very last episode of the podcast we used to do together, which Adam was a guest on, which never saw the light of day.
Oh, that fun episode trivia. Never went up?
No, that's been over...
You should
two
cancel
years?
This
no,
episode.
I think it did
years?
Go
yeah,
up.
This,
it was the,
this
it was the
episode's
after
done.
Did not go up. That was our last
oh,
one.
Oh, did? Who was the last one? Oh, Eli. You were the last one that went up. Then Eli Braden was the one that didn't go up.
Oh. That's right. Okay. I think that's the lost episode.
So you were probably very confused whenever I talked to you last, where I'm like, yeah, you won our last episode that didn't go up, and Brian and I had that thing, and you're like, what thing? And I'm like,
it was arguably our best podcast. It was wonderful positivity. It was wonderful energy, and then the next one, it was just
fucking
terrible.
Did he say something bad about the way or something?
This was pre-fastball at Jets.
I can't remember. Believe I can't it or not, imagine that was the time.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen you since I think right before I kidnapped my kid and fled to New York. Have I?
Is that a thing that happened?
That's a thing that happened. That's where I've been.
Don't you watch TMZ, Adam?
I actually do not.
Yeah, so I haven't seen you that. I think it was like in April.
I want the backstory of the story. Yeah, is that a story you can tell us?
Well, I have to go turn the air conditioner on.
It kind of has to do with why we stopped doing the podcast, and Chet didn't know about this, but my wife became a horrific alcoholic. Oh. About 6 months after our child was born. And I say horrific because I don't want to insult regular alcoholics. Well,
for the record, I did know that based on the stories you were telling me about what you were finding around the house and experiencing. Just you weren't labeling it
It's hard to use the A word.
It wasn't my place to say, go kidnap your kid and go to another state. That would be the better situation.
No, that was an attorney actually told me to do that. So that's the point we were at. So, yeah, I did. After she'd been in rehab twice and hospitalized many times, and just it was – my life has just been a living fucking nightmare for 3 years now while trying to take care of a kid and
silver
keep him
lining,
safe.
Right before that, not to bring up the thing that everyone always brings up, but you did get to go on the series finale of American Idol. So
I did.
Dunkelman came back and then Dunkelman left.
What is that?
The series finale of American Idol?
It's a TV show I stopped watching after season one.
I have no interest in it. I have no investment in that show after season one.
Well, exactly. And they asked me to come back, which was very nice. But that was great.
So there was a third good thing.
You should have just beaten the shit out of Seacrest on camera.
I could have done anything. And I thought,
you did the right thing. You took the high road. You got closure.
Because this could lead to something. In retrospect, I should have just
slides a blade through
his
rib cage. Yeah. You know?
How many hits would that have got?
He's going to become a top Trump advisor who oversees all kinds of atrocities.
If I grabbed him by the pussy.
I'm becoming like your life coach and guru, Brian. Every time you say your life shit, I'm like, no, but this could be. You discovered meditation in the last year.
Wow, Chet Wild is your life coach.
Chet Wild is my life coach. That's how fucking terrible
we had a
are.
Wow. He called me from Ellicottville, and I pulled over to the side of the road, and we talked on the phone for like 2 hours.
We did, because we didn't speak for a while.
Some kids right next to him. Listening to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Brian went back to Ellicottville with his kid, which is
my town of one streetlight.
Yeah. Which I grew up in a town with one streetlight about 40 minutes north. Both came from – there's literally one town between us.
Is that what ties you guys together? Is that how you guys like met? You were like, we're both from
the
tundra.
He opened for me in Webster, which is
the feature in the Rochester Comedy Club.
Where there we grew up.
Feature credit.
So, I finally – things got so bad that I literally snatched him out of preschool and booked flights on my phone on the way to the airport. And it was like the last scene of Argo. I still thought like they're going to – They're gonna stop me at the airport. The kid had paint on his clothing. Screams child abduction, the kid has
check
paint.
Check the shoes.
Fresh out of preschool, but no, they don't. You don't need ID. You don't need anything.
Not when you're a white male, Brian.
You don't. That's white privilege. So,
that's
got there and got emergency custody granted from a judge, which was pretty much a miracle because I should have probably been arrested, but some strings got pulled and
that's not
got to keep him there for five.
If
months.
It's danger, if it's a danger to the child, though, it's not really arrestable. I mean,
oh yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
you still got to go through.
How many?
They really like departments like DSS or whatever it is out here, like Child Protective Services. They drop the ball so hard all the time. Like if you call some DSS or on a family, they call ahead and be like, "Just so you know, we're coming to check you out."
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, geez, I wonder if that's. I wonder if they're going to get ready for you. I wonder if that's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Well. For anyone that doesn't get ready, then they definitely deserve to get their shit taken away.
Well, yeah, but also, maybe don't announce with, fireworks and shit that you're showing up. Just show up with
you
the
cops. You should give people a chance to put their best foot forward. Because sometimes they tell, like Chet said, they tell people and then they still don't.
Hide the crack pipes.
Yeah, but it's still child neglect and abuse until you let them know they're coming. And then they clean up. They throw out all the drugs. They get rid of all the shit.
Jeff, you don't have a kid, right? I don't have a kid.
You don't know.
But I can imagine wanting to just smack the shit out of my kid all the time. Part of why I don't have a child.
And when you do that, you lose them if you do it as a hobby. generally speaking, or you should, right?
What a fun hobby, though.
Learn that fast.
Just smacking
song.
The shit out of
do
kids.
Do it on a play hobby horse. Piano.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Jeff.
I won't actually hit a kid, for the record.
You wouldn't?
Somebody's going to isolate that sound clip. I know it's going to happen. No, I'm only drawing more attention to it.
You'd do it for a bit.
Yeah.
If it could guarantee that if you punched an 8-year-old in the face, fastball would show up and perform in your living room, would you do it?
I don't need that. All I need is faith.
Punch a cat in the face.
The George
cats,
Michael
right?
song?
Yeah. All you need is faith?
Yeah.
So
just believe in the
Chet,
fastball.
Do we have any fastball at Chet updates?
What? So
hit it, Brett. Oh, you know, the hardest
Brett's
part.
Brett's a little slow. I gave Brett extra time. Fucking up your intro! Take that!
You didn't fuck it up that much. It's still happening, pal.
Where's the part
you can just
where
edit it. Yeah, I can just edit it to make it sound like it happened right away. Anyway, we call the segment This Week in Me. Fade it out, Brett. That was so much fun. Because I normally do it to Jeff.
I was shouting so loud.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I don't recall.
I didn't notice.
Was that fastball?
So how is it going, Chet? Do we have we don't need to get into fastball
Thursday's
updates.
Episode oh, comes out yeah. and I tell about talk about Applebee's. I'll just say this. They just announced their summer tour.
Fastball at Applebee's.
Now, Applebee's is an endorsed fastball at Chet's.
Come on, and, Jeff.
Yeah.
You mean the social media intern that works for Applebee's?
Well, that social media intern is setting up a meeting with me in Applebee's corporate, so we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Oh.
When, I smell riblets.
When my house is catered with riblets and you don't come because, one, you're banned, but two, there will be meat and bones and you would not participate in such things, so...
Okay, so what are we talking about on the podcast?
You mean I can't get fastball or Applebee's food?
They in now.
Oh, man.
Why?
You're just raining on everything.
Only justifying why he's not welcome.
So what are we talking about on the podcast this week?
Celebs.
We're talking about celebs. It's almost hard to figure out how to put this, but it's just celebrities.
We're getting the dish this week on Extra. We got the. Let's find out what's going on with Bobby.
Where is Pat O'Brien?
He died.
Pat O'Brien.
I'm doing lines of coke off some hookers.
Didn't he get caught being like a huge coke fan?
He leaves very Pat sexually O'Brien's. Aggressive voices.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
And so where's the crime? Fuck that woman. Pat O'Brien's cool as shit. I did a celebrity golf tournament that he hosted. It's the famous celebrities. I used to be one many years ago when he had it was for the St. Jude's Hospital. And the first thing he said, he came up to me, he's holding the glass, and I was like, Brian Dunkelman, thank you so much for being that cocksucker, Ryan Seacrest. I try to take my fucking job every week, that motherfucker. I'm like, we're going to get along just fine, Pat. So BWR was the PR group that was doing the whole event, and the next day we were having breakfast, and there's like 9 girls, and one of them was like, Pat O'Brien got really drunk last night and asked me to come back to his room with him. All other 8 girls said, me too.
Pat O'Brien is the shit.
He is as advertised.
You know how you know why you know it's okay? It's because he didn't assault any of those women. He didn't. He just made the offer.
What did he say on those voicemails?
Right?
I think you're really hot. Let's get some coke. What? That's a compliment.
Especially
What's
if he's
wrong
paying
with that?
For the coke.
Exactly.
I mean,
offering coke.
That's like dinner
and
in a movie,
did he,
really.
How did he get her number?
Yeah, right?
Interesting.
I don't endorse
it. He got
any
it from
this.
Extra.
These two are monsters.
Yeah, me and Chad are just sitting here like, oh.
This is pre-grandma.
Well, he might have been sexually aggressive, but he didn't assault anybody. Like, he put it out there, but he's like, yeah, he might be doing some shitty stuff, but it's not like he's
nothing
being
wrong with
a
being
monster.
A nothing
he's
wrong just, with being a lech.
He's taking a swing. He's not, like, following them home.
How very non-presidential of him. Follow through, you know?
Today I got future presidential hopeful Donald Trump on here.
We are the first thing we're talking about is Donald Trump. Has anyone read the shit Moby posted about Donald Trump?
I did.
I did not.
In the notes that you sent
us.
I read that he posted something.
Oh, okay.
So I am familiar.
I'm trying to be the everyman here. Yeah, of course.
He didn't say specifics though, did he? He just says he knows from people.
No, he posted a whole long thing on Facebook. He says one, the Russian dossier on
is true.
On Trump is real, 100% real. He's being blackmailed by the Russian government, not just for being peed on by Russian hookers, but for much more nefarious things. Two, the Trump administration is in collusion with the Russian government and has been since day one. Three, he's got like a whole fucking list of things. Actually, there's just 5, but I'm not going to read them all.
I did read this. I thought there was
number
more.
Number 5 is just the South Side remix with Gwen Stefani. That's what it was. That was actually... It was
a great song.
Yeah, damn right it was.
But it's weird that like, I wouldn't expect Moby to be the person to show up with the Trump.
If you can't trust a vegan restaurant owner in Silver Lake, who can you trust?
Have you guys been to a vegan restaurant?
No, it's a vegan restaurant.
Of course I haven't.
Well, you don't eat meat off bones. I figured that's what you're into, but...
Yeah, I know a vegan place that puts fake chicken wings on, like, wood real skewers. Bones.
Please tell me that's real.
It is. It's called Doomies.
I had a... Doomies! I went to Doomies for the first time. I didn't know they're vegetarian and vegan. That's how good they are.
Wait, what'd you call it?
Doomies?
Doomies, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I didn't know, like, the food is that
good. It's really good.
You don't realize it's not meat.
Some of it you do. Like, I went and
I can't believe it's not meat.
Doomies in the morning. You can Doomies.
Nope.
Is that BBD? Who is that?
That is Bellbit. That is BBD, Yahoochie Groupie.
Good job.
Thank you.
I went to Doomies with a friend of mine, and he was like, it's the best fried chicken I've ever had. And I'm like, okay, slow the fuck down. There's no way. And it's not chicken. The best fried chicken you've ever
had. It is the best fried chicken.
What is it?
I don't know. It's got to be tofu.
The chicken sandwich I had, I thought it was real chicken.
Yeah, they do a good job with the textures and shit. They make a really mean sloppy Joe, which is really good.
I also had what did I have today? I had ramen. I had a vegan egg, which
I
knew
that was offended a thing. At the concept.
That's what?
That's not a thing.
Vegan egg?
Yeah, it's in the ramen at the Grand Central Market, whatever it is downtown.
So how is an egg vegan?
It's fake egg, but it's in the ramen.
Nope.
Wasn't bad.
Well, I had 12 regular eggs today, Chet, and they were fantastic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
12?
Yeah.
Free range?
Yeah, whatever. She gets the big organic ones.
In which
like
way?
$5 a dozen.
How are they prepared?
It's a little pricey.
How do you prepare your eggs?
Today they were scrambled with browned shallots and a little goat cheese mixed in there.
Yeah, not bad.
A little herb chèvre.
Yeah. So how the fuck did we get to talking about this?
Hey, I'll do a whole episode on eggs.
That's 100 grams of protein right there, Jeff.
I know you will, Jeff. But yeah, Moby, does anyone trust this information? Here's the thing. Under any other circumstances, I would be like, no, fuck that. This is a crazy person saying crazy things. Like, no matter what side they were on. But with Trump, I'm like, yeah, probably.
I love how it's Moby.
Yeah.
And then let's go to that guy that Eminem made fun of 10 years ago.
This guy does not capitalize letters.
No, he does not.
When you're Moby, you don't have
That's so Moby.
That's what happens when you're from the South
you know,
Side.
Where's Tom Arnold with the tape of Trump using the N-word? Where is that? I want to see that before we go any further. So
Didn't Oprah say she had some tapes, too? Nobody wants
calling her the N-word.
Well, I could see that.
Her calling Tom Arnold
There's
the N-word.
An uncut scene from Home Alone 2 where he just really calls out the Jewish people. Just really...
That's
calls him
not
the,
true.
He calls him the Zog.
I can't tell if that's a bit or not. That's how fucked up it is.
Yep, there's deleted scenes. You got to smash the Zog.
Why is it like not on the DVD, but just something Trump going off the fucking rails?
In front of Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
Get this chin kid out of here. I don't want him here. It's like, what's happening?
Think of the things he says in front of the entire nation.
That's, God damn it.
Has anyone looked at his... By the time this goes up, I'll have a solo podcast up about it. But has anyone actually read his executive orders on immigration?
No.
They're terrifying. Yeah. What they basically do, in a nutshell, they, one, make local law enforcement agents into immigration agents.
Yeah, they deputize
agents.
Them, which
and,
is scary as fuck
and
when
not
you know
just,
some small-town cops.
Not just immigration agents who can arrest people, but immigration agents who can make decisions on whether someone should be deported. So now the dickhead cop who pulls you over, if you're here under DACA and you forgot your fucking DACA ID card, and this cop's like, tell it to the judge. He can just send you off to begin deportation proceedings. And they set up a fund. They're making a fund for victims of crimes committed by illegal immigrants. But they're funding that by defunding all of these immigration liaison centers, which is who you would call if like your family member was apprehended by immigrations. That's who you'd call to find out where they are. But those places won't exist anymore. So now your local cop can send someone off to be deported and there's no one you can call to find out where they're at.
Not even immigration busters?
Yeah, there's like nothing. Like even if you get a lawyer, the lawyer's not going to have, they could call the police department, but the police would just be like, we moved them to a fucking detention center. And they want to build hundreds of detention centers on the border. This is all in his executive order.
His wall is just a bunch of detention centers all connected to each other.
It might as well be.
God, that's so gross.
I was reading something.
It really is.
Too, where he's basically stripping all the benefits of our veterans. Like, because of this hiring freeze that all these centers are going to close down and shit.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, like, I always feel bad about whenever you see somebody, like, who's in the military. You know, because people that are pro-military tend to be more very conservative. And so they'll go for somebody like, yeah, I like him. And it's like, he's going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know a business guy that got 5 deferments? You think he's not going to fuck you over? Like,
well, I think you should read number 3 then, Adam, because that all ties this together.
The Trump administration needs a war, most likely with Iran. At present, they are putting U.S. warships off the coast of Iran in the hope that Iran will attack one of the ships and give the U.S. a pretense for invasion. I buy that.
If you watch the untold history of the U.S., which we've talked about in past episodes, like the United States in the past has completely set up things so they can be justified to attack other countries, like basically baiting them to attack us because we need war for economic reasons or Republicans or whatever special interest groups, you know?
Yeah.
That seems totally realistic.
Yeah. It's just so weird that it's coming from Moby. Like, where did Moby get this information?
And do you think Moby is fearful for his life? Like, does he have bodyguards? You know what I mean? Like, when you start saying that as a celebrity on a platform that reaches a lot of people, there's got to be a part of you that's like, oh shit, someone's going to spray water in my face on a prank show and then I'm dead.
Has anybody tweeted insulting shit at the president?
I have.
We're on a list. You know, I have had.
Well, I wrote an article comparing him to Hitler a long time ago.
Over a year and a half ago now. Yeah. Or about a year and a half.
Yeah. So yeah, we're all on lists.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm fine.
I have had more than one sketch denied in pitch meetings at a sketch theater in town because they had guns involved with Trump and they just don't want to touch it at all. Not even like shooting the president in the sketch, but just
the gun
being
pulled. Do you have any of those scripts here?
Not here, but I can bring it for another time.
Yeah.
I offered to retweet all of his tweets in exchange for free golf at all of his golf courses. That's like 7,000. That's 7,000 people.
He didn't take it?
No, I haven't heard back.
What a piece of shit. That's why all his businesses fail. Doesn't
yeah, he
doesn't recognize an opportunity.
Make Dunkelman great again.
Yeah, that North Korea thing's crazy. Has anyone been following that?
No, what is that?
That's a great prank
like the
show.
Nation? Oh, the murder.
The murder. Yeah, where they convinced the people that they were on a prank show. And so the first day they did like a dry run where she ran up and sprayed some stuff in a guy's face and it was like, oh ha ha, prank. And then they had her do it again the next day, and they replaced her spray with poison, and she was killing.
We've secretly replaced the water.
But how do
with
they
cyanide.
Know that Kim Jong-un's, was it his brother?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They must have just been following
him. Go after that guy.
Yeah, they must have just been following him. How crazy would it be if it was just a coincidence?
And they were just going to go kill everybody at the mall?
They were just going to murder someone.
Does it seem that far-fetched to now think that Trump would try to somehow ban comedy? Because, like, look at these pranksters. People get assassinated.
That
no,
would be
no
extreme.
More bits.
That would be extreme.
Oh, maybe you can get if they get rid of YouTube pranksters, I'm fine with it. If YouTube pranksters become illegal,
yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Should we talk about someone else?
I want to talk more about Moby, but yeah, let's move on.
Well, what is there? What else is there to talk about Moby? Like I don't
the play
back
album?
It up, Moby.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm worried for
what
Moby
are you waiting
now.
For
like, is Moby going to get killed?
Well, let's
is
say he's the, right. He's right. What does he do with this information?
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
Told you so. I posted on the internet and did nothing actionable about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, social media posts aren't changing anything. Like, even if you're Moby, like you can post this on Facebook, but the FBI's not going to look at it and go, "Oh shit, Moby said that."
I like how the phrase "even if you're Moby" is this thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, you can get a lot even if you're Moby. Which, come on.
It's Moby, guys.
After spending the weekend talking to friends who work in D.C., what did he invite everyone he knows in D.C. to fly out to his vegan restaurant?
Are they DJs? Yeah. You know, Skrillex did a set in D.C.
Maybe Moby will play your living room.
Yeah.
Hashtag Moby at Jeff's.
I don't need that controversy. Yeah, you can have Moby and all your feral cats.
Well, I saw that Everclear's opening for Fastball on that
Why
tour.
Why would you bait me?
So can we get some Everclear to maybe maybe Everclear opens for me and Jeff.
So Streetlight Manifesto is in months ago, I mentioned.
Are they you could trying be the to get backing, me not to come now?
They could be, Streetlight Manifesto, months ago, I mentioned their horn section could back Fastball. And it turns out they're in L.A. the same week as Fastball. So that could happen.
I'm sure, yeah, that's a thing that needs to happen right there.
Why would you doubt me? Why wouldn't that be a thing that needs to happen? Jeff, if you could have any band play at your house, who would it
Fastball.
Be? That's not true.
En Vogue.
Damn right it would be En Vogue.
There it is.
Okay.
Giving him something he can feel.
New edition.
The Beatles. Back from the dead.
The Beatles.
Hello, we's the Beatles, will
you? Hello, I'm John Lennon, then.
Do you want to go see a Beatles tribute band in Ojai this summer?
I would rather shoot myself in the face.
I would rather like the Beatles? Die then, governor.
Hello, you know what? Rolling Stones. That's who I'd want.
Are you a Stones guy? Because now it's a Stones-Beatles thing.
I've become a Stones guy. Okay, as I get older, I become more of a Stones guy.
I think I like The Who better than The Stones.
I do love The Who, actually.
I don't like The Who.
I would like The Doors.
If there was less child porno controversy with The Who, I'd be...
Do you know that Wayne Boozler's way husband overblown, was the manager of The Doors the entire time?
I did not know that.
Wait, did you say you were pro The Doors?
I do enjoy The Doors.
We are done.
Really, you don't like The Doors?
Not a fan.
Well, this does lend to
even when Scott Stapp from Creed filled in and sang lead for them. I'm just naming the shittiest person possible, and maybe it'll be in line with Jeff's tastes.
Oh, I see.
Jeez,
but this does kind of line up with
chicken wings and The Doors.
Something else that was on the list, which was John Lennon, was one of the people the FBI followed in the 70s. They had this
on tour. Just a whole bunch of bands. A
bunch of groupies. Yeah. Just a bunch of guys at the FBI were huge fans and had to like come up with some scheme to justify seeing him every night on tour.
These are my fans. They won't leave me alone.
But yeah, when the COINTELPRO program, when information of that leaked, which was a massive surveillance operation by the government that followed anyone they thought might be politically different from the administration that was in place at the time. And when those files came out, John Lennon was one of the people, which that actually makes this the only story that has kind of an interesting ending, because we're never going to know what the fuck happens with Moby. Like, unless Putin kills him, which that would be...
And takes his place, because they're kind of alike.
Like, unless something like that happens, we're not going to know what the fuck happens with Moby.
What year was this with Lennon?
Well, this was the 70s.
Early or
was
late?
This Nixon was, time or was it?
Now, when was
no, it was early 70s.
How long was J. Edgar Hoover in?
Until the 70s.
Yeah, because he had files on everybody,
apparently. Yeah, he did. And Lennon was one of the people he wanted followed.
And Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Which, he's Teflon. You ain't.
Which, this is the kind of thing that you bring it up, and until the files actually get released to the public, you would tell someone about it and people would be like, nah, whatever. Our government's not doing that. But yes, they are.
I think everyone believed that the government had their eye on Ali.
Well, the government has their eye on everyone. It's not even isolated anymore. The massive files of data. Anyone can listen on our phones at any point.
But like even in the, like remember in the 90s, people said there was a rap squad that would just like, it was just like a police unit that just followed rappers. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, why not?
I wonder if anyone gets assigned to that as punishment. Like, they're huge country music fans, and they do something really racist, and they're like, that's it. Off to cover the rappers for you.
Yeah, because a cop doing racist stuff gets them punished.
Yeah.
Just theorizing.
That, like, the rap squad is punishment?
Yeah.
I mean, they like probably they want people that would blend in more in emergencies, right? Like, you wouldn't want some old honky walking around looking like Boss Hogg following NWA around.
Brian and I actually have a comic friend back in Buffalo who's a correctional officer who oversaw the Mark David Chapman guy, the guy who shot Lennon.
Oh, nice.
They would hang out, watch Scrubs together a lot.
That
so
is
he seemed
funny.
Like a down-to-earth guy.
Did you ask why he didn't shoot at Yoko?
Just made...
Who's
no,
his name?
No, we should... He doesn't... We can't say his name, but...
Oh. You know. Why not?
He doesn't like that
what?
Side tied to comedy.
Tell Dox me his him. Name.
Where does he live?
I will tell you off the mic.
Name your sources. Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake
you live
news.
In Buffalo?
Citation
yes.
needed.
That's home funny. Of the chicken wing.
The original chicken wing?
Yep.
Wow.
Is it not, Brian?
Who would have thought that that's what
they
invented
buffalo
eating
wings.
Chicken?
That is why they're called buffalo wings.
Well, did you not
say
know
home
that?
Of the buffalo wing. He said home
finally,
of the chicken
people
wing.
People are siding with me. But the chicken
there
wing
was
is
no
the
buffalo,
buffalo
wing before there was a chicken wing.
What are you, Jessica Simpson in that Pizza Hut commercial that thinks wings come from buffalo?
Your
what
cyclical logic is flawed.
Do you not know the origin?
You said of home of the original chicken wing.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said, no, it's not. There have been chicken wings before buffalo.
Brian, please.
The Anchor Bar in Buffalo, they were what? Probably in their 20s. They came in from a 50. Night of drinking. The mother, you know, opened the place up at the kitchen, and she just grabbed was like the wings of the
You're
chicken.
Talking about the invention
broke
of
them up
Buffalo
and threw
sauce,
Frank's Red Hot and butter.
But also,
boom, that's
chicken
it.
Wings were not deep fried and served like that up until then.
They weren't served with
chicken
sauce.
Wings, as in the part of the chicken.
No, the part of the chicken. And
that's
then,
what I'm saying. That's what you seem like. You
that
were
existed.
Implied.
They were not served separately. You
hashtag right. Fake news at Chet's.
God damn it! I hate Jeff so much.
I don't understand. Why would you hate me? Is it
this
because
is,
you have
this is
me?
Almost like the Connor and Randall episode.
Why? I'm because having fun.
I know, but it's I feel like Chet's
it's plausible
not.
Deniability.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
All you do is beat cats and harass me on the internet
I don't
about fastball.
Beat cats. I show you pictures of the cats you've attracted so you can pick them up and take them back to your house with pants.
You mean the ones that you don't feed?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm feeding the homeless, Jeff. I'm feeding humans that need food. Sorry we can't get home at 4 to feed our one-legged cat or whatever the fuck's
called. Are you feeding him cats?
When's he feeding the homeless?
He's not.
No, Chet always has stories. He gets like solicited by the homeless. I think they're circulating his picture now.
Yeah, for sex.
Well, obviously that.
Fucking roasted.
Shut up, Danger.
Oh, that was cute. Danger laughed. Out in the
local
other
politician laughing at the homeless.
Local politician slash future beating victim.
Get that. Is highlighting on BuzzFeed a phrase
that
means things?
I guess so.
I don't think it does. Now highlighting? No.
That's
highlighting
a thing. No. Now in highlights for children, he's going to have an article.
Yeah.
That's a good magazine.
Read about it in your dentist's office.
Should we talk? Did anyone read this Audrey Hepburn article?
That one I did not read.
Her
parents were Nazi sympathizers.
She was apparently Audrey Hepburn during World War II was a staunch Nazi resistance member.
Despite her parents being
big
on the Nazis.
But her parents were big Nazi sympathizers.
The ultimate rebellion.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Nazi resistance?
Against
them. She was against the Nazis, and her parents were for the Nazis.
The parents Got hated it. The Jews. The she protected them.
Which a lot of our parents know. Yeah. Where they voted are like, I have sympathy for this guy.
So does it go the other way? If her parents were against the Nazis, do you think she'd be a Nazi sympathizer? Or do you think she just had a good moral compass?
Yeah, it seemed like she was just a good moral person.
Audrey Hepps.
Because they fled to Holland because Holland said it was going to remain neutral during World War II, which so did we at one point. And the Nazis invaded anyway. And Audrey Hepburn, as a child, acted as a courier for the different wings of the resistance movement and would deliver like information and messages back and forth between them, and also held dance recitals and donated all the money to resistance
anti-Nazi
causes.
Dances?
Yeah.
I want to go.
That's the one where you don't stomp out the Jews.
You can dance if you want to.
That's right. Yeah, I always like the thing where people.
I was waiting for you to tag that.
I was going to. Like, I was going to. And then
I'm
like,
going to say something offensive. I'll just say that's right instead.
What's the thing where somebody was like talking about how like when everyone's saying like, punch Nazis. And they're like, you know, when you don't do that and you're obviously don't call me a Nazi sympathizer just because I'm sympathizing with this person who got punched. And it's like, they're a Nazi.
Yeah, that's how Nazi sympathizing
You are
works.
A Nazi sympathizer by definition.
Yeah.
There's no hyperbole here. Like, you just are that.
Yeah.
Punch Nazis.
Nobody ever asked that would you go back in time and kill baby Hitler question while feeling bad about it.
Well, if somebody asked would you go back in time and kill baby Hitler by form of punch, maybe
well, I would specifically want to kill baby Hitler.
Yeah, I would punch the shit out of baby Hitler.
Just wrap him around your fist and then hit the heavy bag for a while.
Yeah, or like 8-9 years old max. But
would you rather
above that,
kill baby Hitler or knock up Hitler's mom and convince her to get an abortion.
Wait, what?
What?
If you had the choice that you could end Hitler by going back and killing a baby Hitler, or you could end Hitler by going back a little sooner and being the one that impregnated Hitler's mom,
hygiene
creating
in the late
baby
1800s.
Hitler, and then convincing her to get an abortion so
Hitler
was never born.
So all the evil came from his mom's side? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of Oedipus Rex bullshit is happening
Yeah,
right
the
now.
Dad's side was an artist family and just... That's the side that failed.
That's the side Chet sympathizes with.
You just want to fuck Hitler's mom. That's weird,
dude. I mean, it'd be a good story.
Why do you want to fuck Hitler's mom so much?
Because Hitler was an asshole. How great would that be? Hitler's like, down with the Jews. Like, I fucked your mom!
Like how Delonte West fucked LeBron's mom.
Yeah. How Tupac fucked Biggie's wife. That'd be
remember
funny.
Remember when he used to let him sleep on the couch?
Yeah.
And then he begged the bitch to let him sleep in the house.
Yeah. Hit him up, Chet. Hit him up.
Do your best.
Oh, line. I was like,
do your favorite
I don't
line
have a soundboard. I thought you wanted me to cue up some music.
Do your favorite line. Do your favorite line from Hit 'Em Up.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Burr, 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 burr. I tried it. It didn't work. I don't know what the problem is.
We got to get a Brett.
Still hung up on the chicken wing thing.
Yeah, we do. You know who's? I thought of having Kevin Anderson and Vanessa trade off on being Brett.
On Brett?
Yeah.
When two become one, Brett.
Well, no, not at the same time. Just so neither of them has to do it.
This will be like
episode.
The Mystics and the Skeksis from the Dark Crystal when they get together and create the Ancients.
Do you think Brett listens to every episode and gets sad on the ones where we don't mention him?
I don't think Brett listens to any episode.
No, I don't think Brett listened to the podcast when he was on it.
That's why he was playing the sound effects to drown out the podcast.
Yeah, I definitely don't think he's listening to it now. So, yeah, Audrey Hepburn. Cool story. What should we do? Should we read fucking... Do you want to talk about... Did anyone read any of these?
Cowell, right? I think we got to talk about the Simon Cowell one.
Oh, I was going to say the Usher...
What was the thing about Cowell?
Well, Dunkelman has a connection there, so I have some inside dirt.
Well, does everyone remember the Panama Papers? That was a thing that came out. It was this big dump of information that was supposed to out all these politicians and shit for having bank accounts offshore. And there were all these rumors about who it was going to include. And then it finally came out, and it was like all foreign officials and then like Simon Cowell and Stanley Kubrick.
You know, I just don't think that someone who knocked up his best friend's wife would engage in some unethical behavior like that. I just don't. I don't think that he would. I don't think he has it in him.
Did Simon Cowell do that?
Yeah, he fucked his best friend's wife, and they have a child together now. Yeah.
Does he keep the sweaters on while he does?
It's all in tight black t-shirts.
I've been trying to set up a play date. That's what he invested. He won't get back to me.
That's
boring. Like there should be, it would be crazy to find out someone like really insane had one of those offshore accounts.
Yeah, that was
Sally Struthers. What the hell?
Yeah, that was the problem. It was like so hyped up that these papers were going to come out, and then they did, and it was just boring as fuck. And it was only entertainers who were included that like they were the only names. Like I thought Trump was going to be on the list.
He doesn't need it. He probably has.
Russia is technically offshore, right? Boom, nailed him.
Boom.
Got it. Brian, high five.
High five.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
Good high five. I think the Usher, Beyonce, and Mariah Carey performing private concerts for the Gaddafi regime is kind of a thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like that guy was a monster. It's like performing in North Korea.
Well, we've all, on a lesser level, done private gigs that we're not proud of that we wouldn't necessarily share.
No. Not for $2 million.
Nope.
I haven't, no.
No. If I don't believe in an idea, I'm not going to support it.
So, Chet, what did you do at the Clan?
I've done church gigs or nursing home gigs that I'm just like, ugh.
Well, you don't agree with nursing homes? Is that against your moral
compass? Abolish organized religion.
Anti-old sick people.
Yeah.
I did
you don't believe in them.
That's a gig that's not a dream gig, but that's not supporting something awful.
Yeah, I guess.
Like the Gaddafi regime... If you're getting paid $2 million and you're Beyonce, you have $2 million. You don't need
have
more.
Have you seen some of the abuses that happen at nursing homes that they cover up?
By men in general suits? Did you partake in
you
some
look
of that?
Like
I was like, I was trying to figure out if he was referencing the general commercials or not.
No.
What?
I'm very confused.
Have you not seen Gaddafi? He used to dress like a general all the time. Yeah.
I'm always waiting for you guys to make some pop culture reference under me. So I was like, what fucking movie was that?
That was a historical reference.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that was history.
Jeff and I get along well.
Have you? Yeah, Gaddafi, things ended badly for Gaddafi.
Which I'm all right with.
Yeah, that's how you know that they shouldn't have been doing these concerts. Like when the public was finally able to get to Gaddafi.
The old butt knife.
Yeah, they stuck a knife up his butt.
They didn't even spit on it first.
Well, how big was the knife?
What it was one of those Crocodile Dundee knives.
Oh, that's a knife.
Yeah, they brought one out. He's like, that's not a knife. It was actually Paul Hogan that did it.
Well, it's good to see him working again.
How many Dundee movies were there?
Three.
Were there only three?
Crocodile Dundee 2, Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. He was also in We're No Angels.
Written by
Matthew Berry, the fantasy analyst for ESPN.
Did you know that?
Wait, who wrote it?
I don't know if you know fantasy football, but like the main fantasy football analyst is named Matt Berry, and I do believe he wrote Crocodile Dundee 2 in Los Angeles.
Damn good movie.
No,
good Tyson cameo.
Mike Tyson's in it? Nice. Well, we won't have movies like that in Trump's America.
What movies with black people in them?
Immigrants.
Oh.
Back to the offshore thing, if you had to choose one country to, like if World War III was happening, you had to choose one country to take refuge in that you feel like would be a safe country, what would you choose?
Canada.
China. Japan.
Dunks?
What's the question?
If there was World War III and you're like, oh, America's fucked, I got to choose a country to go to that I feel will be safe, that won't be attacked.
Mexico.
That good to go.
There it is.
Finally worked. Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Like the soundboard just wasn't working. I feel like
Japan's innocuous enough at this point that nobody's going to mess with it, but they still have a high quality of
life. But they're going to get pulled into any war with China.
Yeah, I mean,
why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that reactor. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think Canada would.
Yeah, the one right next to America. Yeah, that.
Yeah, but what's there to take from Canada, really?
Land and resources?
Syrup.
I don't know.
Massive resources. It's one of the highest...
poutine.
Canada has the highest amount of natural resources behind like Russia, doesn't it? As far as like lumber and everything like that?
Yeah, probably.
It's like insane.
I do like poutine, though.
Nope. Yeah. And no, it's Putin is his name, and he's Russia.
Poutine.
But I really feel like who... Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and Usher performed private concerts for the Gaddafi regime. Who told them it's a good idea? Like, where's your moral... speaking of moral compass, like, what the fuck? Like, that's literally like doing one for Saddam Hussein.
Mariah Carey got $1 million for four songs. Her manager's getting 15%. I'm sure he's like, yeah, $150,000 says this is a good idea.
But we were
buddies with him for during this stretch, though. We made up for him. They're like, oh, he's reformed. He apologized. He said he's sorry.
Yeah,
he said he was sorry for blowing up the planes. So.
We weren't exactly still friends with him by this point. We did. Yeah. What's the
time frame here?
This was like early, like I think like it was under Obama, I believe.
That's like hanging out with Saddam Hussein in 98. Like, yeah, we're not at war right now, but it's not like we're cool.
Yeah.
We did. There's pictures.
Yeah.
That's like giving the Afghans
also
weapons.
Not okay.
It's like detonating the twin. Never mind.
It's like James Woods calling that.
Yeah, how great. We had that on the list too, but we got to get the comments. James Woods, but everyone knows that. Everyone knows the James Woods story.
Is that super glued dick thing real?
What?
You don't know that one? Sean, who is the crazy actress? He doesn't work anymore. Sean Young apparently super glued his dick to his thigh. Or is that just a rumor that I'm just starting?
I hope that's just a rumor.
I hope it's not a rumor.
Yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit. Yeah. So fuck him.
Loved him in Cat's
Eye. Did you say tweeted at him?
Tweeted at him. Hey,
I loved him in Cat's Eye.
Cat's Eye?
Loved Cat's Eye. He's in that, remember?
I do remember. I remember
no smoking
seeing it, but third. I don't remember it that well.
You guys remember Cat's Eye?
I don't.
Nope.
The Stephen King anthology featuring a cat and young Drew Barrymore.
Starts with Cat. So no.
James Woods.
I remember a Dog's Eye.
Did you beat that too?
What animal have I ever beat?
Why are you beating any animals? Why do we have
there
to be
have
the ones to name
them? Zero animals that
stop
I beat.
Fucking the homeless and stop beating animals.
Well, there are no animals left when you're done with them. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, Jesus!
Just
Chad.
Nothing left but a pelt.
God damn it!
Yeah, well, that's what we're thinking too.
Yeah, how do you think we feel?
Taking pictures. He put up a plastic owl to keep these cats away because they're hungry.
Oh, those poor kitties.
Stop them from shitting in my yard, and it's been effective.
Oh, such an inconvenience to you.
There's a squirrel I'm friends with. I like the squirrel.
Oh, sure. Fucking speciesist.
I think it's just specious.
Speciesist. I'm just...
Speciesist means you hate the movie Species starring Natasha Henstridge.
Means I hate you.
Which, who doesn't love that movie?
Wow.
I'm just trying to get to the comments. I found them. Should we do comments so we can...
Yeah, let's do it.
Get out of here.
What is this segment?
It's called comments.
It's called comments? And yeah. Is it...
Where we go over
people commenting?
Yeah, people comment on shit.
On prior shows?
I think so.
Ah, well then I'm not...
You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter.
Nope.
I want you to know, that's not true unless you're Jeff's bitch ass. That's why we call this segment Your Voice Matters.
This segment, Suck My Dick.
Where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows.
I, for one, enjoy the comments. And
shut up, fucking respond to them.
Boot-licking, brown-nosing,
goddamn chat here. Fade it.
Somebody said in the comments today that Jeff has poisoned Raquel against me.
Fade it the fuck out, Brett.
You think Raquel has an opinion about you?
According to the comments.
I don't even know Raquel, but I love it.
I'm not going to get into verbal barbs about his girlfriend. I have respect for you.
Ooh, verbal barbs. That's a good podcast name.
That's my favorite Wu-Tang
barbs?
Song.
That's my other girlfriend, Verbal barbs.
Oh, let's read some comments. This is from our last episode.
Oh, the mean called Travis
Jerome Skid Row.
Which, oh, that was so much fun.
Which G off here was also on. Jake Ardoin says, "Is that Ardoin? Yeah." Jake Ardoin says this was one of the best episodes ever. This is going to be the episode I tell people to listen to first to get them into Unpops. Jeff, what do you have to say for yourself?
I agree. It was sort of like the opposite. We were all just getting along and having fun. It was like three dudes. Yeah. It was like three dudes just really laughing. Like it might as well have been recorded in someone's basement while we were watching shitty movies.
Yeah.
Like it was one of those. And then Chet comes on and just it's really aggressive.
He comes on. I'm the aggressive just, one. What the wow. fuck?
Do you hear him yelling? Do you hear him yelling?
I blame myself. I think that I know.
You are
responsible.
Nothing but a calming influence, Brian.
Well, a couple years ago, not so much.
Yeah, I have PTSD whenever Brian's around. I have podcasts.
I can tell you were agitated PTSD. As soon as you saw me. I hate that I do that to you.
No, I
look
love
at
you,
me.
Brian.
I'm totally, look, I'm better now.
You I'm took totally, meditation to a new level.
I'm cured.
You're, everything's coming up dunks.
Oh, let's.
Soon to add a fastball check.
Here's a comment. I think the chili's kicking in.
There it is.
Host the plumbing.
Oh. Rob Sires says, I saw Corrosion of Conformity in 1987 when they were still a hardcore punk band. The guitarist broke a string in the middle of the set, so while he put on a new string, the bass player played the Barney Miller theme song. It was a nice moment and a great set. I guess that would be cool to see.
Yeah.
That was from the subscription site.
Yeah, there it is. Vincent says, I normally hate when the conversations get off track. This is a rough episode for him now. But God, Jeff and Travis are so damn hilarious. Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Oh, at Andrew at Run says, Andrew Eat Run. Although I know the rules of hashtag Jeff May at Chet's and the bitter feud between Chet and Jeff. I don't believe that even exists. I would vote for hash Adam, Jeff, and Travis at Chet's to open the fastball at Chet's show. So fucking hilarious.
What do you say, Chet? Me, Jeff, and Travis Clark? Opening?
And there's already been a poll. It's been decided upon, and only Fastball can pardon Jeff from the banned list, so it's out of my control at this point.
But the poll, I thought I won the poll to see who opens, didn't I?
The poll was that there would be Unpop stand-up. It didn't specify which Unpops people. I mean, obviously you.
Shit. Now I'm banned.
No, you are not banned.
Okay.
It's fine. You're not banned. Obviously.
I'll see if I can get the coat. I'm going to rent an Airbnb in your neighborhood and have the coat hangers.
I've invited
there
the
that
coat
night.
Hangers to come as a warm up concert.
A warm up concert.
How was that
That's
show,
so
by the
respectful.
Way?
Respectful.
How'd you go the whole time and not talk about the show?
The show was so fucking great. The sound was amazing at that venue.
And it was just them?
Where was it?
It was at a place called Resident.
Oh,
in
great.
Downtown LA.
Yeah.
And the sound was the sound was fantastic. Yeah, it was really good. No, they had some opening acts, but I don't recall who they were.
People seem to enjoy that episode.
Yeah, and the coat hangers were great. Christopher Meyer says the LARP movie you're thinking of is Knights of Badassdom with Peter Dinklage and Summer Glau. It's pretty good for a cheap thriller movie.
It's actually not the movie that I'm thinking of. I would definitely remember that, but it's not that one. I'll look it up and remember it, whatever it's called.
There was a movie about Rebel Queen says there was a movie about LARPing before that was a real concept that starred Tom Hanks called Mazes and Monsters. Also, there are people who fight with blunted weapons in full armor like outdoor UFC with swords. One of the best in the world is a badass woman. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the full armor, like the huge melees of like people beating the shit out of each other in full armor, and I want to do it so badly. And Raquel said no. The movie is called The Wild Hunt.
Oh.
That's the movie that I was thinking of.
Yeah, agree to disagree. I think the other people are
no,
right.
No, that's not no the thing I
no,
said.
No, I think they pretty much nailed
it's
it.
It's a real wild hunt. Wild hunt.
Do we want to read any other comments, or should we get the fuck out of here?
We can if you'd like. What do you think?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Danger's out in the living room waiting.
He got is. Another podcast to do.
The boys are waiting.
Yeah, Danger right. got here at a reasonable time. He got here like an hour early.
No, he actually just got here on time. It's just that we're still recording
was
this.
Was he supposed to be here at 6?
6:30.
Okay. Yeah, but he walked in at like 6. Got some chili.
All right.
Danger, I commend you.
Oh, Danger ate the rest of the chili?
I assume so.
Is there any left? Jeff was supposed to take some.
Wow, I guess I have another reason to break so his satisfying. Fucking jaw now.
That guy looks aggressive
he
towards
loves
everyone.
Chili.
No, no, we're going to fight. Oh, we're okay. actually going to physically fight.
I just thought you were that disappointed about it. We can get you chili.
For chili, yes, that's right.
For chili. To all the right. fertility clinic.
All right, I say we're about to get out of here, but I know this is going to take another 15 minutes. Does anyone have anything to plug?
When's this going up?
Tomorrow, I think.
All right. You can check me out with my friends B Dunks, and that's it, at Flappers.
Yes.
On Thursday night at 10 o'clock. And,
we're all going to be there.
I'll be there with Brian Dunkelman Thursday cleaning up Jeff's mess.
I won't be there because I never get booked at Flappers, and no one ever wants to help me get
only
booked.
Only because
there.
You just have to go to the audition once, man. They literally give you a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie for your first time.
I don't want to go.
That's if you've ever never performed comedy before.
No. If you've never. If it's your first time at Flappers.
No. That's not what happens.
I definitely ate a chocolate chip cookie.
I'm not going to their the goddamn audition. That's for fucking sure.
Wednesday night, the 22nd, you can catch me at the Almost Gallery and Studio.
And I'm at Castle Wolfen Show the 22nd. You can also see that.
And I'll be at Sauce at the pizza. There's a pizza place. There's a show called Sauce on Friday night, the 24th.
I'm going to order pizza on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe with a little extra sauce. Brian Dunkelman, what do you have to plug?
I guess I'm going to be with you guys
Thursday
night.
You're the headliner.
Oh, it's cool that y'all are broing down like that. I'm fine.
Like to plug all my stand-up, my road date. That would be Cuyahoga Falls at the Funny Stop.
Come on out, Cuyahoga.
April 13th through the 15th.
See my man B-Dunks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Florida, too. Don't be modest.
Boca, baby. First weekend of May, I believe.
Boca Raton.
Fill in that calendar.
Chet Wild, what do you have?
I'll be screening the movie Hook at my house this weekend, I believe. Adam, you coming over?
I am. I'm coming this
Jeff,
time.
Jeff, you're still invited, despite the animosity in the air.
Did you
I'm sorry,
post?
What?
There's various flavors of LaCroix.
I did drink a lot of LaCroix.
You don't want to watch
LaCroix.
Hook?
I've seen Hook before.
Adam hasn't seen Hook.
It's not John Wick. It's awful. You're
going to
make him
awful.
See that?
I feel like it's probably
Hook
gonna
is
be awful.
Awful. You said Hook's awful.
Yeah.
You can also see Jeff March 10th.
People can't see. I'm just shaking my head in disgust.
At Mint on Card in Burbank. That's and you can see me March 10th, like 4 hours later. So you got time to see
us.
Oh,
is that the show we're getting fucked up at? I'm on that show.
No, that's,
oh, that's March 3rd.
March 3rd is the Performing Under the Influence show.
Yeah, I'm on that show.
March
Where's that?
10th is Mint on Card in Burbank. And
hey, Jeff, do you have any alumni spots?
The Darkest Hour in Santa Monica. Don't mind me, Chet. No, it's fine. Go on.
I was trying to get on a show with you because you could relate to
no,
being
it's
left
fine.
Out.
Yeah, no, it's fine. This was great. Go ahead. Get
I
booked
was
on Jeff's show.
Jeff, if I wanted to do a show with you guys.
Jeff, can Chet do your show?
I'll do all cat know, jokes, all cat pro cat jokes.
He wants to know while we're recording if
we'll
he
talk
can do
later.
Your show.
That's I know it's a no if it's
are you,
off
what are you
the
doing
mic,
April 14th, Brian? You want to do my show?
April 14th, I do believe I just...
Nice.
That's funny.
All right.
Good stuff.
I can't do that show because I won't do any more shows with Jeff and Brian without Adam.
Let's get out of here. Jeff, say goodbye.
We're gonna get
I'll
you.
See you later, everybody.
We're going to get you into Flappers and we're going to get you a goddamn cookie.
Please do. Brian Dunkelman, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Chet?
No,
Chet.
Remember when I was doing my Jeff impressions? Maybe I should bring those back.
Wait, you have Jeff impressions?
You haven't heard? Oh, because we haven't released that monstrosity of a podcast.
Was that you
haven't
all
right.
List,
we should get
so
out
excited.
Here.
No, good. Why?
Bye.
I'm done. Blah 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 blah.
He said it.
Never
said
happened.
Bye.
That was all the voiceover talent of Brian Dunkelman doing his best Chet Wild.
Goodbye, very everybody. Good, we love you.
Not Chet Wild.
Love you very guys. Good, Brian.
No, why? Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
No. You can end it short because there's not a chair for you to trip over. You're right by the computer.